We have some great programs lined up for you during Holy Week, and here's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen. It's a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. Holy Week programming. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Holy Week bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekend of Palm Sunday, April 1st. Issuesetc.org and click support.
I'm Hannah. This is my story. And it's not what you think. Well, 3 weeks ago, I found out that my entire life is a lie. So I went on a trip.
One tear in the driving rain.
This is my only chance to find out who I really am.
I just wanted you to know, I think it's really brave. What you're doing?
If you find your mother, what will you say? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Dude, her dad's gonna kill you, man.
Mr. Lawson,
I said, stay out of it.
Hey, Jason, why have you always been there for me?
I know where your birth mother is.
You have the power to forgive, to choose to forgive.
That's a trailer from the movie October Baby. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking the same thing I was thinking when I heard about this movie, a couple weeks ago online. I thought, all right, they mean well. Christian producers often mean very well, but their movies usually come off, well, poor production values, bad story, and a lot of preaching. What about October Baby? It's being touted as a very openly pro-life movie, pro-life in the best sense of the word. Joining us to talk about October Baby, Ed Zito, he's Special Projects Coordinator for LCMS Life Ministries and author of a forthcoming review of October Baby for the Lutheran Witness Online. Ed, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd.
Well, Christian producers kind of have a reputation of turning out subpar films, B or C films. What makes October Baby different?
Well, the cinematography of this movie is wonderful. And oftentimes, I was so enthralled just watching the movie, I kind of forgot that, you know, it wasn't real life. The music, the soundtrack that comes with the movie is incredible. Janet Jensen does a track on the soundtrack that'll be available shortly. So the production qualities are excellent.
What about the story, Ed?
Well, the story is very compelling. To tell you honestly, it was a longish movie. It was, I believe, at least an hour, 45 minutes, the time flew by. There were a couple of weak areas in the dialogue between the characters, but, you know, you could ignore those issues and just take in the story as it is. From the people I've met who've been involved in abortion decisions and have gone through post-abortion healing, everything is right on.
So tell us the story of October Baby.
Well, Hannah, as you heard in the trailer, she's 19 years old. We find out she's had medical conditions and issues during her whole life. And while on stage during the opening night of a play, she collapses. And it turns out the doctor and her parents finally decide to tell her that she was adopted, and a lot of her medical issues are due to the attempted abortion that was experienced 19 years earlier. And from that, she begins on a journey to find out her birth mother, find out more about why her mother would want to abort her, other things like that. And we follow her along on the journey. And ultimately, she doesn't really get many answers. She finally does track down her birth mother, and again, she is rejected by her birth mother. So she is left angry, upset, despairing. Her father brings her home, and she doesn't find any answers, no matter how much she wants to know. And finally, she wanders into a Roman Catholic church where the priest sits and talks with her, and he reminds her that, because she and her parents are Christian, the priest reminds her that the answers she's looking for won't be found on a road trip or in the cathedral. The only place where she's going to find the answers are on the cross of Jesus Christ. At forgiveness, we have forgiveness from what he's done for us on the cross, and because he's done that for us, she can then forgive others, including her birth mother.
Now, what sounds, from your description of it, what sounds to be compelling about this story is that it doesn't set out to preach in any sense. This is a story that not only could actually happen, but if I'm given to believe news reports, at least for people who survive abortions, this is their story.
Absolutely. Most of us are familiar with Janet Jensen's story. Last year, I met another woman, Melissa Oden, who also survived an abortion attempt and is now out there speaking. So there are survivors out there who are finding out the truth and are sharing their stories. And what it's not about preaching. It's about the life of a young woman and all the hurts and anger and concern and worries that she has.
So, with that said, how do you, I take it you saw this with your wife, Ruthie, is that right?
Yes.
What was her reaction to this movie as opposed to yours?
She thought it was an excellent movie. She could relate and empathize with the characters that were on the screen, and she thought it was an excellent movie that everybody should go out and see if they have a chance.
It sounds like one of the things that you found credible about this movie is that in her journeys to kind of find some resolution to the truth that she's learned about herself and her birth mother, she doesn't really find any. I mean, she doesn't find any resolution with those people to speak of. Talk about that, if you would.
Well, that's right. She doesn't actually get an answer. She never does get an answer as to why her mother, her birth mother, wanted to abort her. Ultimately, in the end, it really was about forgiving people and receiving the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And that's really, I think, what really made us enjoy the movie so much.
Should this be billed as a pro-life movie? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, I think it's billed as a pro-life movie because nobody wanted to ambush anybody. A lot of the supporters of the movie are organizations like CareNet and Heartbeat International, Concerned Women for America, who are absolutely pro-life groups. And so I don't think anybody wanted to ambush anybody and say, oh, we just tried to sneak in and get in this pro-life message. Another thing that they have on the website is there is an organization called Every Life is Beautiful, which was created in conjunction with the movie, and they are 10% of the profits of the movie are going to go to the Every Life is Beautiful Fund, which will distribute those funds to pregnancy resource centers, life-affirming adoption agencies, and those caring for orphans. So, again, they wanted to make sure that everyone understood why they made this movie.
There is also a story within a story, and you note it in your upcoming review, about Shari Rigby, who played the birth mother. What's her story?
She is an actress who the writers sent the script to and asked her to play the role of the birth mother. Unbeknownst to the writers, Shari is actually post-abortive. And the closing credits, she shares a short five-minute talk talking about her experiences. And she had never confessed this abortion to anybody before. And she couldn't believe that these writers, she called them up and asked, how'd you know I've had an abortion? And they said they didn't. And she talks about how there is forgiveness available for women who've had abortions in their past.
You call this a life-affirming movie. Why do you choose those words, Ed?
Well, it clearly, it talks about how every life is precious in the womb, after their birth, even those with disabilities and who are sick. The main character, they talk about her illnesses that she's had. And there are other life issues involved in the movie that we enjoyed. Her childhood friend shows a lot of chivalry in terms of protecting her and watching over her, even there's one scene where, unfortunately, they had to share a hotel room, and he ends up leaving because, you know, they're not going to sleep in the same room. There's other themes in there that are just wonderful and encompass everything that we talk about in the life issues.
Ed Zito is a special projects coordinator for LCMS Life Ministries, and he's author of a forthcoming review of October Baby for the Lutheran Witness Online. We will post a link to this review under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Ed, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd. Glad to be on the show.
Folks, here's a way that you can help us defend life from beginning to end. It's called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. It's our monthly or annual giving program. Now, when you join the Reformation Club, you'll receive benefits like T-shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your congregation. Find out more about the Issues Etc. Reformation Club at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Look for that picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. When we come back in the second half hour of the program, Pastor Sam Schultheis joins us. The movie, The Hunger Games, opened this weekend. I talked to a few people who had seen it. They said it was awesome. Now, I haven't read the books. I haven't. And when someone sat down to try to explain to me what these books were about, I got lost pretty fast. And I think it's probably because The Hunger Games is that kind of a book trilogy that draws its readers so much into that world that it's kind of hard to describe that world to people who haven't read the books. Well, the movie is a box office success, and the books have been on kids' shelves and adults' shelves for a number of years now. We'll talk about The Hunger Games trilogy, all three of those books, with Pastor Sam Schultheis on the other side of this break. You can join us with questions or comments if you're a Hunger Games fan. We'll talk a little bit about the Christian themes in that trilogy. 1-877-623-MY-IE. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, March the 27th. 1-877-623-6943.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Emmanuel Lutheran, Alexandria, Virginia; Bethel Lutheran, Ballinger, Texas; Mount Calvary Lutheran, Eola, Texas; Beautiful Savior Lutheran, Bridgeton, Missouri; Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California; Lord of Life Lutheran, Plano, Texas; Christ Lutheran, Platte Woods, Missouri; Hope Lutheran, Sonora, Texas; Faith Lutheran, Arizona, Texas; and Emmanuel Lutheran, Steger, Illinois. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
I'm not a Christian, but I listen to your show because actually you do have some interesting topics.
Here's a recent comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Do you believe that there's not one error in the Bible? That's intellectually infantile. You also believe that Jesus is coming again. You promote extremely sexually repressive views.
The Issues Etc. comment line. Available 24/7. 618-223-8382.
Have fun waiting for Jesus to return. Got news for you. He ain't coming back.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
This is a special Life Issues update. Obamacare before the Supreme Court with Brad Mattis.
The first day of oral arguments at the Supreme Court on Obamacare dealt with the Anti-Injunction Act. Obamacare forces Americans to buy health care insurance, and if they don't, they'll be fined. If the court sees this fine as a tax, the Anti-Injunction Act wouldn't let anyone challenge Obamacare in court until they were actually penalized, probably not until about 2015. But based on the oral arguments yesterday, I don't think that'll happen. Justices Sotomayor, Ginsburg, and Breyer all said the law in question inflicted a penalty, not a tax. And there was no evidence the other justices disagreed. They seemed unconvinced by the attorney's attempts to label it as a taxation issue. This means we can expect the court to move on to other matters, such as the mandate itself. I'll keep you posted.
Life issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
If your travels bring you to Northwest Indiana, the Saints of Heritage Lutheran Church in Valparaiso invite you to join us for a Christ-centered, cross-focused divine service at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. For more information about visiting Heritage, please contact Pastor Joseph Ostafinski by calling 219-464-2810 or sending an email to heritagelc@frontier.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.heritage-lcms.org.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.